So what if I told you that you could buy a car, avoid bank loans, and still grow wealth all at the same time? Well, that's exactly what this guy named Jeremy did. And in today's video, I'm going to break down step by step so you can see exactly how infinite banking works in real life. No fluff, real numbers, real math, and just see an exact example. So Jeremy's like you and me. He's a hardworking dad, got two kids, a home, list of financial priorities. He's got all the things going on. Right now, he's focused on two things. Number one, buying a reliable car. He's got one SUV versus family and building long-term wealth. So instead of heading to the bank for a car loan, Jeremy used his infinite banking system. A few years ago, he started funding a specifically designed whole life insurance policy, one that is tailored for this exact purpose. So over the past however many years, he's put about 60 grand in that policy and he's built up about $60,000 of cash value. Now here's where things get really powerful. He pulled out $30,000 to buy a car instead of using cash. Instead, he took a loan from himself. No credit checks, no loan applications, no hoops jump through, just simply called the insurance company, said, send me 30 grand. It's his money and he's in control. Now, Jeremy could have stopped here and enjoyed the SUV, but he wants to keep growing his wealth. So instead of treating this like free money, he sets up a repayment plan just like he would have if he was borrowing it. So he paid it back to himself like a bank loan. But here's the difference. This time, he's paying the interest back to himself instead of the bank. So insurance companies typically charge 4% policy loan interest, but Jeremy chose to pay 8% instead. Why? Because that's what the banks charge if you're getting a car. The extra 4% goes back into his policy as a paid up, what they call a paid up addition, and it helped his bank, his cash value grow even faster. So here's where Jeremy is now. After 5 years, his loan is fully repaid. His policy cash value has even more, and he owns his SUV free and clear. But here's the kick. He actually has more money in his policy than when he started. So Jeremy avoided the bank. He kept his money growing and avoided and stayed in control of his finances. This strategy can work for most, just about anything. Cars is just the example we use today. So you could use it for real estate investments, debt payoffs, even funding your child's education. So if infinite banking is right for you, it may not be. I don't know. It's not right for everyone. But here's the thing. If it's right for you, you're going to have to be disciplined and you're going to have to be committed to have some sort of long-term vision. And if you're serious about taking control of your money, your finances, and making your money work smarter, this could be a game changer. So if you want to learn more, hit the link, book a call, and see if it's right for you. I look forward to seeing you.